Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 27, Rustenburg en Mbombela 28, Tzaneen 31 grade.
In Kempton Park on the R21 southbound, there's a stationary truck opposite the airport. Please approach with caution.
Die Nasionale Professionele Onderwysersorganisasie van Suid-Afrika, NAPTOSA, doen 'n beroep op die Suid-Afrikaanse Raad vir Opvoeders om die beweerde toename in ongekwalifiseerde onderwysers wat by skole werk te ondersoek. Dit volg na die Stichting vir Onderwys en Maatskaplike Geregtigheid in Afrika onthul het dat hy 'n kommerwekkende aantal verslae ontvang het van onder- en ongekwalifiseerde onderwysers, insluitend studente wat in onderwysposte by sommige privaat skole reg oor die land aangestel is. NAPTOSA se uitvoerende direkteur Basil Manuel.
It does appear as though it is pretty common that either under or unqualified and even more scary student teachers are being lured into coming to do teaching jobs, obviously at a lower rate than what your qualified teacher would do. So we are worried about that, and particularly because of the quality of learning and teaching in these schools.
Die departement van gesondheid in Limpopo het die ontvoering, aanranding en verkrachting van twee verpleegsters by 'n plaaslike kliniek in die vroeë oggendure veroordeel. Die departement se woordvoerder Neil Shikwambana sê gewapende mans sê die kliniek geteiken en sekuriteitspersoneel oorweldig en vasgebind voordat hulle die twee verpleegsters ontvoer het. Hy sê hierdie voorval het plaasgevind terwyl die verpleegsters op nagdiens was.
MEC Mashego has consequently made a serious call to action to the community members to ensure that they work with the police to bring the perpetrator of these heinous crimes to justice. These kind of crimes cannot be committed by somebody who comes from faraway places, but by the very same community members who resides in the area.
Terug in Gauteng en altesaam 358 verdagtes is gister in Tshwane tydens operasie Shanela in hegtenis geneem. Die verdagtes se misdade sluit in moord, verkrachting, dwelmbesit en aanranding. Polisie woordvoerder Jan van Dyk.
Throughout the operation, a total of 816 persons and 335 vehicles were inspected, with 90 vehicles checked for stolen status. This led to the confiscation of a motorcycle for further investigation due to irregularities found. 24 premises were searched during this operation.
En ander groot nuus vandag, die eerste demokratiese minister van onderwys, Sibusiso Bengu, word vandag ter rus gelê. Die 90-jarige is op die 30ste Desember oorlede. Die begrafnis vind by die Universiteit van Zululand plaas. President Cyril Ramaphosa het die week 'n spesiale amptelike begrafnis kategorie 2 afgekondig. Hy het ook medelee met Bengu se familie betuig. En die Amerikaanse Hooggeregshof sal vandag TikTok se appel aanhoor oor 'n wet wat sy Chinese eienaar sal dwing om die uiterse gewilde aanlyn video deelplatform te verkoop of dit te sluit. Die Amerikaanse regering beweer TikTok laat Beijing toe om data in te samel en op gebruikers te spioneer. China en ByteDance ontken egter die beweringe. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. NAPTOSA is calling on the South African Council of Educators to investigate the alleged increase in unqualified teachers working at schools.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Game. Game start.
Red hearts, that's what I'm on, yeah. Come give me something I can feel.